Senator Carl Levin is chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He's a Democrat from Michigan. He says giving the president such sweeping power today is the right thing to do.
We very carefully provided the president with authority in this resolution. We authorized him to use necessary and appropriate force against the organizations, countries, nations, persons that planned, authorized, committed, or aided the attacks on a specific date or harbored such organizations. We did that in order to prevent future acts of international terrorism against the United States. That was the purpose. And we also made very specific reference to the War Powers Law by saying that nothing in the resolution supersedes any requirements of the War Powers Resolution. So we wanted to give the president very strong authority is to react to these events on the specific date, and so we did it, though, in accordance with law. And even though we moved very quickly, I think we did it very carefully.
Senator Levin, how do you anticipate seeing this resolution being put into action? You're getting briefings from the intelligence and defense officials in the government. You're learning what sorts of plans the administration has. What do you think is going to be the first thing we'll see?
If I knew, I wouldn't tell you, but I don't know, because where and how and against whom, and I think very importantly with whom, we don't know yet. But we're also, with total unity, may I say, trying to figure out now what the options are to go after the people who are responsible for these actions, because this is the great threat that the civilized world faces. And I think the greatest challenge, in addition to identifying the right people, is for the president to put together the coalition of civilized nations who will now act in concert, because not only old allies, but some non-traditional allies, including Russia, are very much threatened by acts of terror against civilians, aimed at civilians. And so we would hope to put together a broader than traditional coalition, and I hope some of the Middle Eastern nations who have not joined with us will join with us now, because it's absolutely essential that there be this kind of a broad, cohesive unity against the terrorists, which are the greatest threat to civilization that we now face.
Does this mean, Senator Levin, that the kinds of things you've been concerned about, prescription drugs for the elderly, reforms of education, all the kinds of issues that that the Democratic Party has been raising, is all that just go on the back burner, and this becomes the number one thing, the focus of the Bush administration, the focus of the Congress, too?
Yes, I think that this is true. This is now, we can just now put ourselves in December 8th, 1941, where the other things cannot be lost, but they've got to be pushed back now temporarily, at least in terms of focus. I hope we don't take them off the burner, off the stove altogether, because obviously we have critical needs we need to face. But in terms of the what's on the front burner, the answer is yes. But also, those of us who have been pointing out for years that the real threat is the terrorist threat, it seems to me now are really in a position, both domestically and in the world, to say, look, folks, you can't get clearer evidence of the fact that this is the real threat that we face, and some of the other lesser threats that have taken up so much of our time now, it seems to me, are put in a very clear perspective, and that terrorism being the clearly identified, horrendous threat that we face can now attract our unified attention.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Senator Carl Levin is the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee.